The expression healthy as a horse suggests a certain vitality. In recent years, horses have been hit with a series of new diseases. First, there was a virus that causes a sometimes deadly fever. More recently, scientists discovered a microorganism that can attack a horse's brain and spinal cord. Now there seems to be a new and mysterious agent causing hundreds of pregnant mares in Kentucky to miscarry. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports.
Horses are big business in Kentucky, so veterinarians like David Powell at the Gluck Equine Research Center in Lexington pay a lot of attention when local breeders tell them about unusual occurrences.
Well, we first became alerted to problem at the middle of last week when I and a colleague went out to two farms on Wednesday afternoon that had requested us to visit because of two different syndromes that were being experienced.
There were spontaneous abortions among recently bred mares, as well as mares that were near delivery.
As Thursday and Friday progressed, we unfortunately were getting more and more phone calls from veterinarians.
As of yesterday, researchers counted between 300 and 400 late-term miscarriages among thoroughbreds as well as other breeds in central Kentucky. The numbers on the early miscarriages will be available later today. Now, it's not all that unusual for a horse to spontaneously abort. Some viruses cause it. So can toxins produced by fungi that live in some pastures. What's got Powell and the equine industry concerned is that the frequency this year in central Kentucky is about 7 times normal. Powell suspects that a local drought and hot weather may be spreading something, but he's not sure what.
We have been checking for a variety of infectious diseases, and at this stage we've ruled out quite a number of possible viral diseases that could cause this problem. The other area that we're concentrating on is the possibility that there may be some toxin in the pasture that is giving rise to the either one or both of these particular syndromes.
They've ruled out the virus that causes foot and mouth disease. But other than that, says Powell, they're keeping their minds open. Some of the breeders have reported an inordinate number of caterpillars this year, so Gluck scientists are checking out caterpillars in the area. Horses with racing potential are a cash crop in Kentucky. Thoroughbred sales totaled $1 billion last year. Breeders and owners are following the work closely. David Schweitzer, head of the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association, says this medical mystery could have devastating financial consequences.
If it is a 25% loss in this foal crop, say this year, then we can relate to 25% less revenue from the $1 billion. We're looking at $250 million loss of revenue to our farmers. And not only, it doesn't just affect the farmers, it affects the satellite industries that are supported by our industry, whether it be the hotel motel industry, the entertainment industry, the veterinarians, the farriers. It has a tremendous effect.
The scientists at Gluck aren't sure if the problem goes beyond central Kentucky. They're checking with colleagues in nearby areas. They hope to have a better idea of what's causing the miscarriages in a few days. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.